Travis Hunter's own general manager spent January telling anyone who'd listen that the plan is more defense. The fantasy market is still drafting the offense. Receiver 80, an ADP of 176.5. One of those two positions has to be wrong, and this episode is about which. The rookie season before the knee. 7 games, 28 catches on 45 targets, 298 yards, 1 touchdown, 7.1 half PPR points a game in his 7 games, and just under 18% of Jacksonville's targets while he was out there. 97th among receivers in total points, because the season stopped in October. A non-contact right knee injury in practice, on the defensive side. Then surgery on November 11th to repair the LCL, with the ACL intact, per NFL, Com and ESPN. In a 6-month return to activity projection he has since run past. He caught 62% of his targets before the injury, and Jacksonville went on to win the South at 13-4. He was gone by November. 1 7-game season is the entire NFL record of the number 2 overall pick. We won't pretend that's an arc. The pattern beat is short on purpose. There is no cohort for a two-way player because there hasn't been one. ESPN's January reporting put his rookie usage at 67% of offensive snaps and 36% on defense. A workload split our library has literally never seen. Year 2 receiver patterns require a qualifying rookie season. 7 games isn't one. This is the least priceable player in the batch, and saying so plainly is the analysis.
Muffed!
What's knowable is what the franchise keeps saying. January 14th, general manager James Gladstone expect a, quote, higher emphasis on defense in 2026, possibly starting cornerback per AP and ESPN, and the team's own roster page now lists him at cornerback. The Jacoby Myers trade in December extension per ESPN reduced the offense's reliance on him by design. Liam Cohen in January, I never really look at anybody as like 1, 2, or 3-ish. Meanwhile, the knee, he took 0 practice reps through OTAs and June minicamp, mental reps and simulator work per SI. Around a receiver room where Brian Thomas Jr. chases his rookie form and Parker Washington arrives off a late surge. Per the January reporting, in Pro Football Talk's June headline said the team is unsure when he'll be full go, though Cohen noted he hit 22.6 miles an hour on a sprint before a June practice, per Yahoo. The price, WR80 at 176.5, is cheap in absolute terms. That's the trap. It still buys a receiving role his team has now deprioritized twice out loud, attached to a knee that hasn't practiced since October. WR80 assumes an end-of-bench dart, the right genre, priced before the team has said what the dart even is. Our verdict, watch list. We can't underwrite a snap count the franchise itself won't commit to. The caveat is the talent, and it's a real one. A number 2 overall pick with a healed knee and even a partial offensive load could embarrass this price by Halloween. There's just no base rate on players like this, because there are no players like this. Watch the first padded practice he takes, and which meeting room he walks out of when camp opens, corner or receiver. Rooms are where snap plans live, the depth chart is just where they're announced. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.